This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, November 30, 2021, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte has requested the Department of Education to postpone the pilot testing of face-to-face classes until January 2021. In her Monday radio program, the mayor justified her request by saying that there is just about a month left this year for the pilot testing of face-to-face classes. Mayor Duterte also said that the city government has provided second doses of vaccination against COVID-19 to 72.6% of the target herd immunity. This as the city government has also provided 81% of the herd immunity. The city intends to inoculate 1.2 million of its residents to achieve herd immunity. The mayor also reiterated her reminder to the people to continue practicing the minimum health standards as well as to avoid activities that will result in gatherings. In business, the Department of Finance has beefed up its digitalization initiatives, which include facilitating trade online and making the filing of tax exemptions more convenient to better serve the public and improve its oversight functions and policy-making processes. Secretary Carlos Dominguez III said these modernization initiatives include the enhancement of the DOF's tax exemption system, which was replaced by the web-based TaxLite to make it easier and more convenient for importers to apply for tax and duty exemptions with the department's revenue office. Dominguez said the DOF has also put in place the Government-Owned and Controlled Corporations Liabilities and Monitoring System, or GLAMS, which is an enhanced web-based system for the reporting and processing of data pertaining to the debts and liabilities of state-run firms. In sports, beleaguered pole vaulter EJ Obiena has hired a law office to represent him in his legal tussle with the Philippine Athletics Track and Field Association. Obiena, who found himself in the center of controversy over the salary of his coach, posted on his social media that he is to be represented by the Ganatan Atienza Avisado Law Offices on the issue over the salary of Vitaly Petrov. Last week, the Philippine Sports Commission informed the two sides that its chair, William Butch Ramirez, has initiated the mediation process for an eventual settlement of the controversy. At the Philippine Basketball Association, the import-laden Governor's Cup is set to open on December 8 initially at the Inares Gym in Pasig City. The league, however, announced that fans will still not be allowed to attend the games because of the danger of getting infected with COVID-19. The imports who are expected to display their athleticism are Barangay Ginebra resident import Justin Brownlee, KJ McDaniels of NLEX, Rain or Shine's Henry Walker, Mike Harris of Magnolia, Olu Ashaulu of Alaska, Brandon Brown of San Miguel Beer, Paul Harris of Phoenix Super LPG, Tony Bishop of Meralco, Jalen Bond of Blackwater, Terra Firma's Antonio Hester, TNT's Mackenzie Moore, and Northport's Cameron Fort. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.